Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, January 24th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off this week, as we talked about a few days ago, Apple rolled out stricter verification requirements for its online education store in the United States after previously not requiring any sort of verification. But now, just a few days later, Apple appears to have reversed this decision and is no longer requiring verification of eligibility when you make a purchase via the Apple Online Education Store. Similar to verification for Apple Music student plans, Apple had started using Unidays for verification through the Apple Education Store. This meant that shoppers had to verify their eligibility using Unidays in order to lock in a 10% discount on iPads, Macs, and accessories. After years of Apple not requiring any sort of verification for these purchases in the United States, this was a major change. At some point since then, however, Apple has reversed this decision and removed the Unidays verification eligibility prompt from the education store in the U.S. altogether. Apple is still limiting purchases to one desktop Mac per year, one Mac Mini per year, and one Mac Notebook per year, as well as two iPads per year. Apple hasn't given a reason for why it reversed its decision to require Unidays verification, but 9to5Mac has heard from a number of readers since the new changes went into place who had issues with that verification system. The definition of who is eligible to make purchases from the Apple Education Store is pretty broad, ranging from K-12 teachers and students to higher education faculty and staff, and even parents purchasing on behalf of their child. So it's possible that Apple and Unidays faced issues attempting to verify everyone who technically meets one of those requirements. So for now, everyone's favorite way to get a discount on new Apple gadgets has returned. In other news today, Bloomberg reports that Apple has lost another manager from its Project Titan self-driving car team. This is only the latest departure in what has been a revolving door situation for Apple. According to Bloomberg, Joe Bass served as the head of Apple's software engineering program for Apple Car, but he recently left the company after 7 years. Bass himself confirmed this change on LinkedIn and said that he is now a director of technical program management at Facebook's parent company, Meta. Bloomberg explains that with Bass's departure, almost the entire Apple Car management team that was in place just 1 year ago is now gone. Most notably, this, of course, includes Doug Field, who was in charge of the Apple Car project before moving to Ford last year. The Apple Car project is now headed by Kevin Lynch. Bloomberg says that 2022 is viewed as a make-or-break year for Apple's car project, with its ambitious goal being to make a self-driving EV available as soon as 2025. Apple's vision is not simply to match existing electric vehicles with self-driving features, but instead to leapfrog the entire EV market with a vehicle that can truly drive itself and its passengers. But as talent continues to come and go from the self-driving Project Titan team, it remains to be seen whether or not Apple will hit that 2025 timeline. Rounding out today, Apple has a number of new products set for release this year, ranging from the continuation of the Apple Silicon transition to the iPhone 14 and more. According to another new report from Bloomberg, Apple is setting the stage to unveil, quote, its widest array of new hardware products in its history this fall, end quote. Bloomberg says that they have heard that Apple is saving a number of its announcements for the fall. These announcements include a redesigned MacBook Air, a new iPad Pro, an updated iMac, a new Mac Pro, AirPods Pro 2, 3 new Apple Watches, a low-end iPad, and an update to the entry-level MacBook Pro. Bloomberg also doubles down on its previous reporting that Apple is planning a virtual event for sometime in March or April, which is expected to be headlined by a new iPhone SE with 5G connectivity. Again, while some reporting had indicated a new iPad Pro could also come at this spring event, Bloomberg expects this new iPad to come later in the year because of its more significant changes. So with this in mind, Bloomberg speculates that Apple's spring event will include that iPhone SE, a new iPad Air, and a potentially higher-end Mac of some sort, including a higher-end Mac Mini or maybe a larger iMac. So while some of the specifics are still a bit unclear, Bloomberg is confident that Apple has a busy 2022 set for the rest of the year, even if the long-rumored AR/VR headset has been delayed till 2023. It's looking like we'll get a spring event in March or April, WWDC in June, and then perhaps multiple different events in the fall to announce all of those products. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.